rise up on our feet as we worship the Lord this morning. Let's give him all the praise. Let's thank him because he is God.
Thank you.
You carry me when some carry the God. You feed me, Lord, when some feed their God. You fought for me when some fights for their God. Oh, Jesus, you know they use me play. Oh, na, 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 na. You know they use me play. Oh, life keeper, life changer, Jehovah, the covenant keeping God, destiny helper.
Covenant, Lord, you keep all your promises, God. We sing it one more time. Life giver, you are Lord.
Oh, life giver, life changer, Jehovah, the covenant keeping God,
destiny helper,
mountain mover, Jehovah, the
covenant keeping God.
Covenant keeping God.
serve you, Lord, lifting holy hands in worship. We will not bow down to the gods of man. We will worship the God of Israel.
Yeah.
As for me and my house, we will serve you, Lord, lifting holy hands in worship. We will not bow down to the gods of men. We will worship the God of Israel. For you are to the top.
As for me and my house, we will serve you, Lord, lifting holy hands in worship.
We will not bow down.
We will not bow down to the gods of men. We will worship the God of Israel.
As for me and my house,
as for me and my house, we will serve you, Lord.
We will not.
We will not bow down to the gods of men. We will worship the God of Israel.
Yes, Lord, you are holy.
You are holy. Holy. There is no one else like you. You are holy. Holy. There is Kadosh,
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 Anytime I knock, you open. Incredible God, incredible God, incredible God. You are incredible God, incredible God, incredible God.
Let's sing every time we call.
Anytime I call, you answer.
Any door I knock, God.
Any door I knock, you open.
You are incredible.
Incredible God.
You are incredible God.
Incredible God.
Incredible God.
Incredible God.
He is an incredible God.
You are incredible God. Incredible God. Incredible God.
We're gonna sing anytime we call.
Anytime I call, you answer.
Any door we knock, Father God.
Any door I knock, you open.
He is incredible.
Incredible God. Incredible God. Incredible God.
Our Father God, He is incredible. Sing again.
You are incredible God. Incredible.
Extraordinary strategies, impossibility specialist, you seated in heaven, you made the earth your footstool. Incredible God,
He's extraordinary. Our Father,
extraordinary strategies. Impossibility specialist, you've seen it in heaven. You've made the earth your footstool. Incredible God.
Oh, you are incredible.
You are incredible God. Incredible God. Incredible God.
Incredible God.
The extraordinary strategist, our impossibility specialist. Let's sing that again, extraordinary strategist.
Extraordinary strategist, impossibility specialist. You seated in heaven, you made the earth your footstool. Incredible God,
extraordinary
strategist,
impossibility specialist,
impossibility specialist. You seated in heaven. Your footstool, incredible God.
You are an incredible God.
You are incredible God. Incredible God. Incredible God.
You are incredible.
You are incredible God.
Hallelujah. You are credible. You are believable. Beyond believing, we've come to the place of knowing that you are faithful. In every situation we find ourselves, we see your faithful hands bearing us, carrying us, helping us, causing us, oh God, to stand. For you are the God who established the foundations of the earth upon the seas and established it on the floods. And daily you give us the capacity to stand where it is impossible to stand, to walk where it is impossible to walk. You demonstrated it to us when you walked on the waters. Lord, we do not know what challenges befall us, but this one thing we do know, that you have called us victors and not victims. You've called us head and not tail, above only and not beneath. And today we say so. We say, I am head and not the tail, above and not beneath. And that which is from above is above all. Thank you, Lord, that your word is credible to us. For this day we declare that name that is above every other name, the name of our sovereign Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. To that name every knee must now bow. Amen. And every tongue must confess Jesus is Lord forever. Hallelujah. 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 Father, you are our extraordinary strategist. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah like you mean it. God is good. Amen. You may be seated. About two, maybe three times now, I've seen a write-up, actually a video clip. And this is the story. Be there for a while yet. It's a story about a man and a team that went to the Louvre, and they were in this museum. And on the wall was a painting. And the painting was called Checkmate. And as they were walking, this very important, special people, champions in that various fields, there was a master chess player, the champion. He stopped and was looking at this painting of the checkmate. The devil is sitting on one side, and he is just gleeful. And on the other side was this man with his hands on his head, just feeling disappointed. Everybody walked on, but this master chess player kept on staring at the picture and staring. The tall guy came back and said, "We've moved on. What are you still doing here?" He said, "I'm looking at this picture." He says, either they have to remove this picture and repaint it, or they have to change the name of it. He says, why? He says, as I'm looking at this picture, I see that the king still has one more move. It's not checkmate. I say that to you today. It might seem like the enemy has you cornered and there's no way out. But as I see your life today, as I see my life today, as I see us today, I see that our king, the King of Kings, still has one more move. It's not checkmate. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody say, I win. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You have much to give God thanks for today. It happens to be that the feast that we're celebrating this week, the Feast of Tabernacles, coincides perfectly with this feast of Thanksgiving. And I don't think that's by accident. I believe that this feast, and I believe some of you have faced the greatest challenges to being part of this feast. But I want to say to you today, you still have another move. You still have another chance. There's no reason that any one of us should not be present during this feast celebrations, because it's the portal of God. These are appointed times where God meets with you as an individual and helps you go beyond your strength to tapping into His strength. So tonight we're going to have a very special man of God from Sierra Leone with us. And tomorrow night we're going to wrap up. I have a surprise for you tomorrow night. The Lord has a surprise for you. It's going to be an extraordinary night tomorrow night. You see, the feast is supposed to be 7 days. And then God says, and on the 8th day. I say, God, is this 7 days or 8 days? Because this is the feast of new beginnings for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's nothing that will keep me from the feast days of the Lord. They are not Jewish holidays. These are set times, moed times, specific times when God opens the heavens. See all the giving that you've been given? Hello? It is during the feast days that God opens the heavens and pours out that blessing. Amen. And you want to miss it? Not me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to get everything God has for me. Amen. I said to somebody the other day, I said, listen, you need to be in the house of God during this time. If you have to crawl to get there, crawl and get there. You either believe God or you don't believe God. Amen? Hallelujah. Day after day, I experience the goodness of God. Let's sing that song one more time. From the top. We just go around it one time and then sing the extraordinary 2 times and incredible. But this time, don't sing incredible God. Sing, you are the credible God. Amen? Sing it as credible. I understand the lyrics. Incredible. You are just unbelievable. But we don't want to give the devil any license to say, yeah, you don't believe. We're going to sing credible. Amen? Hallelujah.
Anytime I call, you answer.
Yes, you do, Lord.
Any door knock, you open.
The credible God.
You yes. Are the credible.
You are the credible God. The credible God, the credible God.
Extraordinary.
Extraordinary strategist.
That's who you are, Lord.
Impossibility specialist.
Oh, impossibility.
You're seated in
yes,
heaven.
You are seated.
You made the earth your footstool.
Hallelujah.
Incredible God,
you are the credible.
You are the incredible God, the incredible God, the incredible God.
You are the credible.
You are the credible God. Incredible God, the incredible God. extraordinary strategist. Impossibility specialist. You see that in heaven. You made the earth your food.
Incredible God.
The credible God. You are the credible God. The credible God. The credible God.
You are the credible God. The Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. Someone said, this is the day the Lord has made. I will for sure rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. I want you to mark this date, and thank you so very much, but listen while you're going. Mark the dates November 14th to the 17th. November what? 14th to the 17th. Those dates are very important to you and to me and to us as the body. I want you to mark those dates because those dates are the dates that we're going to have Prophet Paul Ame with us here in person. Amen? He's going to be here in person. He's a very strong prophetic voice, but a very strong sense of discernment. And I want to believe and know that he is going to be a powerful force to minister to you in a very prophetic way. It's going to be days of prophecy, words of knowledge, deliverance, breakthroughs. Now, all I can do is bring men and women of God with substance, something to bring, because no one man has everything. God functions through his body. Amen? And during those dates, I want you to begin now. I'm telling you about it even before the posters are out so that you can spend time praying so that you get the impartation that God has for you and for your family and invite as many people as possible. You don't want to miss those times. In fact, we're going to have, this is my thinking now, Friday, Saturday morning, Saturday evening, then Sunday morning, and Sunday evening. 5 meetings with him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So be ready for something extraordinary. There are people that carry particular anointings. And I trust the grace that's flowing through this man of God, the young man. He's one of our sons, Mama and I sons. But I, when I'm facing particular things, I too go to Paul and say, I want you to pray about this and tell me what you're hearing from God, because I can't seem to be picking the right notes. Now, God uses me in a totally different way. And we have these sons because they see the grace of God that's on our lives and the miracles that God does. You know, here at home, you don't see anything because it's just pastor, it's just father. You don't see anything. Even Jesus could not do many miracles in his own hometown. Yes? He could not. But see what God does with us outside, walk in, and boom, 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 all over the place, miracles are happening. But as you tap into this grace in this house, God is going to surprise you in the new year that you and I have come into. Amen? Praise the Lord. Well, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Start celebrating the goodness of God. Mama, please.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, blessed Thanksgiving Day. I hope when you are eating today, make sure you give thanks to the Lord for he provided the food. Amen. Hey, look at little cutie. Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lord. Hey, baby. It's good to see you. Make sure she doesn't think I'm going to take her. So praise God. Well, it's time to pray for family, pray for our children. We thank God. You know, I love that song, Extraordinary Strategist, Impossibility Specialist. May it be that for you and your household today. Father, we thank you for all our families. Thank you for our biological children, their spouses, their children's children, all our seeds. Our spiritual children, extended families, partners, children standing in this altar, those hearing the sound of my voice from wherever they are in the world, Father, remember everyone. We give thanks for giving us family. We give thanks that family is your idea. You created family, and you create solitary in family. The peace that all the family need, you provide. We thank you, God, for your goodness. Thank you, God, for divine health and peace and joy. As we celebrate today and we say thank you, Lord, may we appreciate you for everything you've done for us. Thank you for giving us shelter, clothing, food. Thank you for giving us air. Thank you, God, for giving us your precious son, Jesus. Thank you for giving us your Holy Spirit. Thank you for all the wonderful things you have provided for us. Above all, thank you for giving us life and giving us life in abundance. Not a miserable life, but an abundant life, a good life, a favored life. Father, remember us as we remember you and continue to appreciate who you are. Bless every family, everyone from age 120 plus to zero form, those in seed form, those in the womb, those walking the earth, every decade of life. We thank you that they are all covered with the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you that they will all have testimonies and know that God is good, that they will continue to taste and see that God is good. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you for an excellent month, excellent year, an excellent day of rejoicing. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Bless you, children. See you later. Spirit of the living God, Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of knowledge, Spirit spirit of understanding, spirit of counsel, spirit of might, spirit of the fear of the Lord, rest heavily upon us and in the service. For the words you speak, their spirit and life, let all your spirit be made manifest. Have your way in our lives, in our homes, in our city, in our nation, and in the service. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Let's turn your Bible to Psalm 63. There are 11 verses, so you need to catch up. O God, thou art God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsted for thee, my flesh longed for thee, in a dry and thirsty land, where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. Can somebody shout hallelujah? When I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches. So when you go to sleep, it's not time to check, worry about your bills and problems. You should be meditating on God. Say amen. He's the answer. He will surprise you. May the Lord surprise you in this season. In the name of Jesus. In the night watches, because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. Verse 8. My soul followeth hard after thee. Thy right hand upholdeth me. But those that seek my soul to destroy shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion for foxes. But the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone that sweareth by him shall glory. But the mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped. Say amen. Every enemy of yours shall be stopped. This is the word of the Lord. And those who seek God and bless God, they shall be in glory. Somebody say, I am in glory because I bless the Lord. So my portion is glory. I'm in the glory zone. This is Glory and Peace Church International. I'm in the glory zone, not sometimes, glory zone all the time. Hallelujah. Rise with me. Let us pray. I don't know where your location is, but mine is glory zone. Where's your address again? Where's your house address? Yes. You don't live in that earthly address you have. You must remember your location. Remember it all the time. Glory zone all the time. Doesn't matter what's happening. Don't let somebody move you out of it. You're already in it. The devil has not changed his strategy. It's still the same thing. God has put you in the right place. Don't get him to move you out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what's happening to your physical body, your household, your finance, whatever. Remember where you stand. I am in him. And you can take me out. Somebody shout hallelujah. So when you're going to pray now, you are praying in him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am in him. I am in him. I'm not looking for glory. I'm already in the glory zone. Hallelujah. May the Lord help every one of us. Father, we give you praise. We thank you, Almighty God, that you made an executive decision to choose us. to save us, to keep us with you, to be our shepherd, to be our Lord and our master, to be our answer and our solution. No one can change that order. You have decreed and declared it, and so it is. We give you praise. You made an executive decision, and Jesus said, "The glory the Father has given to me before the foundation of the earth, I give to you." We are in it, and we receive what has already been declared over us. We thank you that answers and solutions are looking for us right now. They are looking for us and they are locating us. It's not whether it's going to happen, it is already decreed. So we agree with you and we say, come to us in the mighty name of Jesus. Manifest yourself and let the Lord be glorified. He will glory in his glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you praise. And we give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. We rejoice in you, O God. You are not a weak and a dead God. You are almighty. Almighty God. There is nothing you cannot do. Impossibility specialist. Extraordinary strategist. It doesn't matter what move the enemy of our soul make. You already done checkmate. Hallelujah! We give you praise, oh God. We win all the time. We're not winning sometimes, all the time. Somebody say, I'm a winner. I'm a champion. I'm more than a conqueror because Jesus has done it for me. Hallelujah. You have done it for us and our household. You've done it for every aspect of our lives. Even things we have not even stepped into, you have taken care of it. You've taken care of our yesterday, today, and forever. We stay in the glory zone. The whole earth shall be filled with your glory. We are earthen vessels filled with your glory. We give you praise. We bless your holy name. Father, help every one of us. Let our thoughts and our mindset be changed to know who we are in God and relax in that place. It's a place of peace, a place of rest, a place when you know that you know that you know. You know beyond knowing that it is finished. It is a done deal. That victory is completely mine for me and my household. Is victory completely yours for you and your household? Then say with your mouth, victory is completely mine for me and my household. If you believe this, say amen. Amen. We thank you, God, for your wonders that you are doing in our midst and in the nations. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem, peace within her walls and her palaces. Well, you have brought peace. Father, let it be a peace that will bring everyone back to the Master, to the Savior, in the mighty name of Jesus. Because you did say, your word said, they will say, peace, peace, and then sudden destruction. May sudden destruction not come to your people. May they return back to you. Begin to call upon the name of the Lord. Begin to say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Oh, that they will bless you out of the house of the Lord. May the house of the Lord be reestablished. May the house of God become the place of prayer and seeking you again, that the King of glory will enter through the gates in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for the peace of Jerusalem. Peace within her walls and her palaces. Father, may your name be magnified. Do what no man can do. We're seeing prophecy fulfilled so fast. Father, may your people be alert. May your people look up and see that our redemption draw nigh. We pray now, God, that according to your word, all Israel shall be saved. All Israel shall be saved. All Israel shall be saved. We thank you that you are doing what no man can do, and you are remembering your everlasting covenant, which you have made with our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. May the God of our Lord Jesus Christ show up and show himself strong and mighty in our midst. Father, bless the nation of Israel, bless Canada, bless Nigeria, bless United States of America, bless Congo, bless, oh God, Tanzania, and bless Sudan. Touch your people, save your people, draw them to you. All nations belong to you. All peoples belong to you. They are created in your image and likeness. Save your people, Lord. Draw them to you. For you don't wish that any should perish, but all should have everlasting life. Save your people. Save the first nations of the earth. Save the islands of the sea. Wherever someone is calling upon the name of the Lord, remember them. Bring revival and your fire back to those nations and to your people. Be in the service this morning. Those that are sick, we declare, be healed, be restored, and be made whole. Every strength restored back to them. Renew their strength like that of an eagle. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, be in the service this morning. Those looking for miracles, give them solutions and answers. As the word come forth, may you quicken their spirit to pick and take that which you have given. In the name of Jesus, grant us testimonies and thanksgiving. Bless every family. Bring reconciliation and peace to your people. And those that are backsliding, draw them back home to yourself. In Jesus' mighty name, bless the word of the Lord this morning. May your word come with power, with grace, with vision, insight, with solutions, and praise and thanksgiving and testimonies. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. God bless you. You may be seated, Apostle.
Come to that place where you understand, yes, there's a problem, but my problem solver is here, and he was here before the problem came. This morning, I just felt quickened in my spirit, and the Lord says, I have a song for you. My problem solver is here. My problem solver is here. My healer is here. His name is Jesus. Greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. Rejoice in the Lord always. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. And stop forgetting stuff. Don't forget his benefits. Don't forget he's your healer. Don't forget that he's the one who renews your youth like the eagles.
Somebody shout hallelujah. Stop forgetting stuff. Amen. He is faithful. Hallelujah. This is a song we used to sing, When I Remember What the Lord Has Done. That's a song, right? Praise the Lord. Yeah. We need to remember, or else we will not be thankful. Word of God says, forget not all his benefits. You know, first time I read that, forget not all his benefits in Psalm 103, I'm saying, Lord, what do you mean, forget not all his benefits? How is that possible? Let people forget. They forget because they think they brought it about. I caught this far by my strength. My smarts. I outsmarted everybody and got this done. The reality of life is this. That if it were not for God's mercy and God's grace, none of us would be here. I've seen young people, all buffed up, die, wasted away. How on earth did that happen? That specimen of health, done, finished. Things change in a dime. It's a turn of a dime. Anybody that gets cocky enough to think they are all that, about to experience a rude awakening. Somebody thinks, you know, if I have all this money, all my problems will be solved. And they do not understand that there are problems that money cannot solve. When you're poor, money can solve most of your problems. But when you're rich, and money cannot solve your problems, who do you need? You need God. And you cannot go to somebody, listen, you cannot go to somebody that you've not been thankful for another help. If you want to always have access to God, you must learn to be thankful in every situation. Because you understand, God sees the ins and outs of every situation. He knows every detail. It is well with heavenly. Hallelujah. God is faithful. He will not deny himself. He's not going to learn how to be unfaithful because of you. He's faithful. But when God demonstrates his faithfulness, do you have a container that has no holes, or do you have a container that has holes and is leaky? Because God is going to be faithful. God is going to do what he said he's going to do. But when he does it, do you have the capacity to handle it and keep it? That is the important thing. A lot of people have so much but can't keep nothing. Because they've not learned the powerful key of being thankful. In the Gospel of Luke, the 17th chapter, the Bible tells us the story, the life experience of certain men, starting from the 11th verse. It says Jesus was going through the area of Samaria and Galilee, that general area. He's going through the midst of it. He comes to a certain village, and as he's entering into that particular village, he's accosted by 10 lepers. They were standing afar off. But from their distance, some way, somehow, they were able to identify Jesus. Bible says they were afar off. That's the first miracle. The first miracle is that God gave the capacity of sight to a people he wanted to minister to. Jesus didn't just come through that place. He was there strategically to bring healing to those men. And he made the possibility possible for them to identify that he was the one. He's coming to this certain village, it's a small village. He says they lifted up their voices. Someone said they lifted up their voices. That's the power of unity. One of the fundamental things God brought to us during this feast was that he wanted to deal with us corporately. That the move and the denial of the movings of God is because we have been too individualistic. Now, God will deal with individuals in very particular ways, but he wants to bring us as a corporate people. Now, these were 10 lepers who lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, and didn't just identify him as Jesus, they said, Master. And then they said, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. The Bible says, and when he saw them, notice they saw him, then he saw them. But the sin of them that followed the sin of him was, I believe, instigated and put in place by God. For remember, they were afar off. And it was not like Jesus was always there and they knew his entourage and they knew everybody and said, oh, that's that Jesus group. There is something that God does in the quickening of our souls and our spirits to bring us into an awareness of our timing for our miracle. I don't know if you heard what I said. There is a quickening that takes place that brings you into an awareness of the timing of your miracle, the time of your visitation. And it's totally needful for you to seize the opportunity when that opportunity comes. Take a hold of it. That's the set time. That's the appointed Kairos time, the Moedim, the very specific time. And God gives us specific times and he says, do not miss the day of your visitation. Don't miss it. Because it may not come around again. He says, when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. Go show yourself unto the priest. What do you mean? We're crying for mercy. We're crying out to you to do a miracle for us. And he said, go show yourself to the priest. The priest was the one who told us that he told us, every single one of us here, that we're lepers and that we're supposed to leave. You want us to go show ourselves to the priest? Yes. Why? So that the priest who said you're unclean can say to you now, you are clean. So that the one who said you are a failure can now say, man, you're a victor. So that the one who said You're going to die from this sickness can say, I don't know what happened. But you are a specimen of health. So that one who said, you will never make it, will say, I don't know how you did it. You made it. God is going to cause the devil to speak out from his own mouth that you are the blessed of the Lord. Do you receive that in the mighty name of Jesus? The one that said that you're not going to make it is going to testify that you are the blessed. I don't know how it happened, but you are cleansed. The Bible says, and it came to pass as they obeyed the word. Say, obeyed the word. Say it again, obeyed the word. Say it again, obeyed the word. What word? The word of the Lord, who said to them, go show yourselves unto the priest. As it came to pass that as they went where? To show themselves to the priest. It says they were cleansed. Wow. They were cleansed from their infirmity. They did not even get to the priest yet. They were cleansed. They did not get to the place that they were going to be certified cleansed yet. But as they went, they were cleansed. You know what? You have to know that you know that you know that your miracle has happened already. Because you're obeying the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. The woman with the issue of blood who said, if I just touch the hem of his garment, I'm going to be well. When she did, she knew in herself that something has changed. I have received my miracle. Today, I declare by the authority of the word of the living God that you will know in yourself, in your knower, that God has already solved your problem, that financial situation is already resolved, that marital situation is already resolved, that relational situation is already resolved, that employment, immigration, whatever the problem is, it is already resolved, that you know it is done already. Praise the Lord. That you don't need anybody to tell you, you know. It's done. I have obeyed the word of the Lord. I am moving towards that target point and knowing I'm cleansed. Bible says, and one of them, recognizing that something had changed, it says, when he saw that he was healed, turned back. The instruction was, go show yourself to whom? To the priest. Jesus didn't say, what priest? He just said, go show yourself to the priest. We will accept that. So he turns back because he understood that the answer that he needed was already taken care of. He understood that the one that was to restore him had already done it. When he found out that he was Iomai. There are 8 words for the word healing in the scriptures. This is one of them. This Iomai is a word that describes healing that is moving so fast that it's almost instantaneous. This is almost instantaneous. Most of the words that are used for healing in scriptures, the fastest or rather the slowest one, which is the one that most of the miracles of Jesus is described as, is the word kertherapeo, from where we get the word therapy or therapeutics. As they were going, they found that they were cleansed, katarizo. That's another word for healing. Are you with me so far? So, from katarizo, cleanse, this one who turned back and with a loud voice was glorifying God came with that turning back with Imai. He had gone to the upgrade. The others were still in katarizo, still cleansed. Now, what that meant was that if there was a missing limb or phalange, finger, missing piece from the nose, that they were cleansed, there was no secretion, no fluids, no, everything is dry, and but you still knew that this guy was at some point a leper. Are you with me? That's katarizo. There's still a mark. There's still a sign that something had happened to you. Oh, this guy was sick. Now he's well. He suffered from a stroke and he was paralyzed and couldn't move, but now he can move around. But one arm is still acting funny. Are you with me so far? Okay. With Imai, none of that is there. Something had dramatically changed in his life. He turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. He's glorifying God. He says, and he fell down on his face at his feet, no longer afar off. Now he's right where Jesus was, and he's giving thanks. And the Bible says he was a Samaritan. He was a Samaritan. I wonder where these other guys were from. They have been Jews. To whom much is given, much is expected. This man knew, I'm a Samaritan. I'm not a Jew. And God has healed me. And he's thankful. Because he knew from whence he came and what his background was. Jews and Samaritans had nothing in common. And here he has his miracle. And the Bible says, Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? Were there not 10 cleansed? Katarizo. But where are the 9? Well, they're still going to the earthly priest. There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said, arise. Somebody say, arise. Go thy way. And a third word for healing is used. Thy faith had made thee sozo. So we have catarizo. We have iomae. And now we have sozo. Three expressions in the life of one man that was thankful. Are we together so far? Three expressions. One dealing with his past, cleansing. His present, catarizo. His future, wholeness. In essence, you will never again experience leprosy. This problem is forever solved in your life and in your heritage. Glory be to God. I want the God who wants to do this extraordinary thing of dealing with my past issues, my present issues, and my future issues all at once. When I glorify God and I am thankful. When you glorify God and you're thankful, you are focused on meeting with Him, the one who has spoken into your life. Praise the Lord. During this segment, we learned certain things from the Word of God. That so many times we stay in a state of delay because we are still stuck in the realm of it is written. We pull that from the temptation of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is written. The devil comes and tempts him, and he says, it is written. And then comes again and tempts him, and he says, it is written. And the Lord said, you have to come to the place where you say it is said. Because when Jesus stopped saying it is written and said it is said, the Bible says the devil stopped and backed off. You know, so many times we think we know so much. I already know. It's like the little kid that is growing up. He says, I know everything. I know everything. I don't need to go to school anymore. That's the foolishness of the world. As much as I know in the Word of God, I'm still learning. I'm still growing, and my eyes are just bugged out. Oh my goodness, I've been reading this thing. But it was at the time of revelation that everything changes. And God is showing to us from this passage of scripture found here in Luke 17 about how we move progressively from one level to the other by expressing thanksgiving to God, glorifying God, showing and declaring, God, if it were not for your mercies, if it were not for your grace, if it were not for what you have done, I wouldn't have made it. You think you can make it by yourself? You think? It just takes one screw loose and everything you've got falls apart. Huh? You want the master inspector to inspect every area of your life and not allow the enemy to sow tares in your field. That happens when you glorify God. It's not my skills, my smartness, my connections. You know how many people have connections? You know how many people are so highly educated and so super qualified for positions, and some nobody gets the position, and the one that is so qualified doesn't get it? Do you know how many forces are targeting you to make sure that you don't make it? Do you know how many spiritual forces are operating around you? You think you and I and everything that happens in this world is flesh and blood? Do you know that you need God? And if God is to do anything for you, you have to learn how to be thankful. The Bible says in Deuteronomy 28, it says, because they were not thankful, all kinds of things hit them. Every possible problem. In the first few 10 verses or so, God talks about the blessings, blessing, blessing. And the next 20, 30 something verses, it's all curses. Because they did not listen and they were not thankful to God. Thanksgiving is not about turkey and gravy and pumpkin pie. I don't even like pumpkin pie. Why am I? It's about knowing God. I know during this feast, I was saying the other day, during this feast of Tabernacle that falls exactly at the time of Thanksgiving, that the challenge that we all face is more turkey and gravy and cranberry sauce and bonding together with family, or should I be in the house of God? What am I going to do? I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to be in the house of God. I'll still have my turkey and my whatever. But priority number one is to be in the place where God opens the heavens and pours out a blessing on me. I'm going to connect. Hallelujah. I'm going to connect because I know who's buttering my bread. Hallelujah. You better know who's buttering your bread. Know where your gravy train, the sauce is. If it were not for God, where would I be? Nothing is more important to me. You know, the psalmist says, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. This man comes to the Lord and falls at his feet. And the Bible says, and he says unto him, arise. Somebody say, arise. Go thy way. Thy faith had made thee whole. Huh? Thy faith had made thee whole? What do you mean thy faith had made thee whole? You are the one who said, go show yourself to the priest. And I was going in obedience to the priest. And I found out that I had gone from one level of catarizo to IMI. And I came here and you said, sozo. And you're saying, my faith? What do you mean, my faith? What did I do? I just obeyed your word. And that's what God calls faith. Your obedience to my word. Guess what? You know, it's remarkable, this word of the Lord to me. He said to me, he says, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And I'd only seen it from one perspective. Faith comes by hearing, and my capacity to hear is by the word of God. Hallelujah, praise God. Until God said, you're not getting it. I said, what am I not getting? Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And I said, yeah. He said, but you still not got it. I said, what am I missing? He says, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. I said, yeah, that's what I was talking about. He said, you still don't get it? I said, I got it, but you're telling me I don't got it? He says, when faith comes and hearing comes, because you are obedient to the word of faith, every other thing will hear you. I say, ah! You mean by my obedience to your word, everything else will obey me? He said, yet. Yes, because until you submit yourself to me, nothing submits to you. A lot of things that you want change in your life remain unchanged because you've not changed your posture in God. We've got to change our posture before God. It's got to be a posture of obeying God. God asks you to do anything, just do it. Without murmuring and disputing. Say, but then I'm going to lose myself. Yes, you lose yourself. Die. So that he can live in you. Hallelujah. You too are alive. That's our problem. Too alive. No, die. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. It is Christ that lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself to me. Who loved me to serve me. Do you know? Do you know? Let me say it again. Do you know that a God who calls you to submit to him submits himself to you? Do you know that the God who calls you to obey him obeys you? Do you know that the God who calls you to serve him serves you? How do you think your prayers got answered in the first place? It's because God submits himself to listen to you, to pay attention to you. How many have had little babies before? Okay, a few. Some of us have our babies, and then we had our grandbabies, and then we have our great-grandbabies. I have to rub that in. But guess what? Love compels me to pay attention to what my baby is saying. Even in the gibberish. Mama was telling a story the other day about one of our grandsons, and he, what's the word that he used to use about his Edna? Yes. Everything, and says, and Edna. And we're wondering, what did Edna do to this kid? Until one day, Mama is looking at pictures with him, and he's pointing at everybody, and Mama says, and who is this? He says, Edna. It was himself. His name was pronounced differently. Well, it took baby learning to talk. Now, whatever that was, we connected with. Don't you know that speaking in tongues, in the Bible says glossolalia, which means basically gibberish, that God goes past your gibberish because he loves you to understand what you're saying by the Spirit. And your glossolalia, because you are not friends with the devil, he doesn't have a clue what you're saying. Hallelujah. But God, who understands you and understands every detail, takes your gibberish and makes sense of it to address every situation that has come your way. Because he is faithful. He is the credible God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The extraordinary strategist. He is there as your impossibility specialist turning things around and making things line up for your good and for the testimony that he wants to bring about in your life and mine. The Bible tells us Jesus made this man every whit whole. The Bible tells us in the Gospel of Mark, the 5th chapter, at the very beginning, it tells us about how Jesus, our Lord, came into the land of the Gadarenes. The land of the Gadarenes is a land of God. A pronouncement had been made over the tribe of God that God was going to be overtaken by a troop. And Jesus was ministering at one side of the Galilee. And by the timing of the Lord, he crosses the sea, comes to the land of God, and when he gets there, I want you to hear this. This is very important. When he gets there, and there are 3-4 things I need to point out to here. When he gets to this land, there's a man who is demonized. The Bible says he had an unclean spirit, singular. Amen? He had an unclean spirit. He says, when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an what? Unclean what? Spirit. That's one spirit. Who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains. Who had his dwelling there? He says, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him. Notice it was plucked asunder by who? By him. And the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. I'd read this passage of scripture for years with very limited understanding until the Lord began to unveil the truth embedded in this passage. It started when the Lord said to me, he said, there are many things in the scriptures that I did wrong to show you what not to do. I said, what do you mean you did something wrong? I said, so many things. I said, like what? And he said, how many spirits were in the man called Legion? I said, he had thousands of. And the Lord said, no, he had one unclean spirit. I said, no. He had thousands. And the Lord said, no, he had one unclean spirit. I said, Lordy, 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 he had one unclean spirit. No, he had thousands. So I went to grab my Bible to show God. And I read, had an unclean spirit. I said, what do you mean he had an unclean spirit? The guy said, we are legion, for we are many. He said, he got there because of what I said. I said, what did you say? And it showed it to me. He showed it to me. He said, I asked him, what is your name? What is your name? And he said, my name is Legion. Take me to verse 6 and 7. He says, when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him. Notice the conflict. This is a demonized man. But he ran to Jesus and what? Worshipped him. It was not the evil spirits. It was the man. And the reason the man is busy breaking chains was because he knew on the inside of himself, I am not supposed to be this way. And you are not going to keep me amongst the dead. I cut myself to remind myself that dead people don't bleed. The fight that is inside of you, that is going against the forces of darkness, it is the Spirit of God inside of you that is declaring no, no, no to the devil. No matter what the devil throws at you, you are busy breaking chains. You may not have come out of that graveyard, but I tell you this, God has put enough fight inside of you to resist the devil, and you will break forth and you will break out and you will step into the destiny that God has ordained for you, because God is for you. No power of darkness will be able to stop you. If you believe that, say amen. The man had a fight inside of him. And he comes and he worships the Lord. That's an expression of thanksgiving. Jesus had not done anything yet. He says, cried with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. Notice everything is still singular, right? For he said unto him, come out of the man, thou what? Unclean what? Spirit. Now verse 9. And he asked him, what is thy name? And he answered, saying, my name is what? Legion, for we are what? Many. And he besought him much that he would not send who? Them away out of the country. From singular to plural. And Jesus said, it's because I asked him to speak. And whatever it is that he said, he became. You become what you say. And what you say determines the future ahead of you. Some of us need to be thanking God. God, I thank you for protecting me from myself. Because I've been busy swearing and cursing at myself. I thank you that you do not allow the words I've spoken out of my mouth to overwhelm me and bring me to a place of nothingness. I said to myself, I'm stupid, I'm dumb, I'm an idiot, I'm crazy. Thank you, Lord, that you did not make me that. And those words that I said out of my mouth did not come to pass as I said it. So we need to thank God for the things that he has done and the things that he has not allowed. Hallelujah. He says, send us away out of the country. He says, now there was there mountains of a great herd of swine feeding, and all the what? All the devils from one unclean spirit. Now we have all the devils besought him, saying, send us into the swine that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them what? Leave them. And the unclean what? Spirits. Where did we start from? One unclean spirit. The unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violent down the steep place onto the sea. There were about 2,000 and were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled and told it in the city, in the country, and they went out to see what had been done. And they come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the what? Devil. Not devils. With the devil, and had the legion, sitting and clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. This is the deliverance of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. God raised a man and brought him to his rightful place. But part of the grace was the fight that was in him that refused to be held. God, you shall be overcome by a troop. But there's going to come the day that you're going to break free from that troop. And this man, when Jesus met him, became the representation of that reversal. Jesus came just because of that one man. And Jesus, our Lord, has come here just because of you today to turn something around. Something that plagued you, plagued me, plagued us. And saying, today is your day when you don't need to fight anymore. And this man, one man, one man. Some say one man. This man that wanted to follow Jesus, Jesus says, no, so you stay here. One man, hallelujah, went into 10 cities called the Decapolis and won 10 cities to the Lord. Hallelujah. He had been pulled back so long, so far back, that now that he was released, he overtook everything. The grace to overtake is coming upon every one of us who are thankful to the Lord so that we can accomplish the purposes of God and say no to the lying devils that said we cannot break forth. No, I have been in this place too long. Yes, I may have been in this cemetery for so long. Yes, I may have been chained with fetters and held captive for so long. But every time you try to tie me down, I'm breaking out. Every time you try to tell me I am dead because I'm in the cemetery, I say I bleed. I'm alive. Dead people don't bleed. Hallelujah. I find something to give God thanks for. Amen. That's what every one of us need to do. Give thanks. For it's in the giving of thanks that God will say, arise. You are made whole. Amen. I'm going to continue with this message next time. God willing. Because I just touched the tip. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God has something distinct that He wants to bring to you and I. But in that distinct work, there are categories, progressive categories, that He wants to take you and I through. From being cleansed to being healed to being every whit whole. May He, God, do that, all of that, in this hour. Amen. All those three things happened within an hour. I'm certain of it. Rise with me. I worship you. I worship you. You are my God. Oh Lord, my God. I worship you. Yes, Jesus. I worship you. You are my God.
or mountain you cannot move. I trust in you. You are my God. There is nothing you can not do. Oh, there's no mountain you cannot move. Yes, Lord, I trust. I trust in you. You are my God. Lord, our trust is in you. We come with thanksgiving. Your word says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Lord, we come just as we are, in total trust, in total surrender, glorifying you, exalting you, and declaring, Father, have your way in our lives. Do the extraordinary with us, Most High. For you are our peace, and it's on you that we rely. Lord, whatever the needs of your people are, I thank you that within this hour, Lord, oh God, that need is addressed, that they know deep within themselves that it's resolved. Lord, the man saw themselves cleansed while they were walking in obedience. And the one returned knowing that he was healed. And you upgraded his healing to wholeness. Father, so let it be unto us according to your word. Every need addressed, every concern addressed. Your peace, let it take hold of every heart. Let every son, every daughter be encouraged. And may the pursuit of God for you, their love for you, be so well fed that it overwhelms every circumstance, every situation that befalls them. That the priority of every son and every daughter in this house today and in days to come will be to seek you first and your kingdom and the manifestation of every other thing added. Thank you, Lord, for your mercies. Thank you, Father, for this day that you've made for us to rejoice and be glad. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus, our sovereign Lord's name, we call it so done. Amen. Praise the Lord. May God's open heaven be open over every life. Praise the Lord. At this time, let us honor God with our giving. Invest in God. Release unto the Lord that which he has blessed you with. For this is the time that the Lord says to us that we need to honor him, knowing that he has honored us, that we need to give to him, recognizing that he's given to us. You may be here today and the future seems very shady. This word is for somebody, so don't get distracted. The future seems so shady, so unstable, so unsure. I want you to receive this word from the Lord. the one who is your source, the one who reverses situations that have gone sour, cold. He is making the cold case live again. And he's bringing resolution and a sense of assurance deep within your spirit that it is well with you. It is well with you financially. It is well with you concerning your health. It is well with you concerning your marriage. It is well with you concerning your business. It is well with you concerning your vocation. It is well with you. Will you say, it is well with me? God has taken care of my situation and has resolved it completely to my full satisfaction and way more than that. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. You receive that word? Then shout hallelujah to the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. I look forward to having you back tonight for our continuation of the Feast of Tabernacles. Our guest speaker is from Sierra Leone, and he's going to be speaking to us powerfully tonight. So come ready to receive the ministration of the Word of God. And tomorrow night is going to be the great finale, and there is going to be great impartation. God has something already on his mind that he's going to do for every one of us. Amen. Hallelujah. The God of the suddenlies will honor his name in our lives. Yes, 6:30 tonight. Amen. When we have special meetings, they're always at 6:30. Amen. Praise the Lord. So 6:30 tonight and 6:30 tomorrow night. Praise God. Well, at this time, I'll call on Mama to come. We're going to share in communion together. I'm sure you've already honored God with your giving. We look unto you with great wonder. You have done extraordinary things for us. And Lord, oh God, tonight, this very moment, we come to this table of communion. And as we receive communion together, we ask, oh God, that you breathe upon your people. And release life to every aspect of our person. We do this in remembrance of you, Father. Thank you for the grace to share in communion. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Take and eat.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say, I have catarizo.
I have catarizo.
I have iomile.
I have iomile.
And I have sozo.
I have sozo.
Full in operation.
Full operation.
Fully.
fully
in operation,
in operation,
in my body,
in my body,
in my life,
in my life,
in every aspect of my life,
in every aspect of my life,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus.
That means you are healed, you are restored, you are made whole.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I heard something I'd not heard before, that really has shaken me up on the inside. The Lord said that when we take communion, He's taking communion with us. And I said to the Lord, just there, I said, but you said you'll not take this on until a further date when you're in the presence of the Father. He says, I am there now. When you take communion, I'm in communion with you. That is a powerful release in my spirit this morning or early afternoon, that God is in communion with us at the table of communion. It's not just something in the future. It is the future that was already made now. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I receive everything that communion means. Praise the Lord. That takes me deeper this morning. Praise God. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Well, we say blessings to those that are watching, participating on YouTube and Facebook. We know that for most of you, you are not able to be here with us physically because you are in different parts of this nation and different parts of the world. But we celebrate the grace of God on your life. And we know that God is a God who knows no distance, and He reaches you right where you are right now. So we thank you for being part of the service this morning or evening in your particular case. And we look forward to seeing you tonight as we celebrate the Word of God with Bishop Akintoye Sam Jolly from Sierra Leone. Amen. Well, bless you. And this time we'll go on and we'll talk to those.
Invite your friends.
Yes, invite your friends to participate.